Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Indie Book Sales 2021. I have done a small poll about book sales in 2021 around my author friends, and I would like to share the results with you. Not all of the authors surveyed had books in all of the categories below, and I am not taking genres into account. Still, I think that the results are interesting. Let me know your opinion, please. Ebooks. Ebook sales seem to be at best flat, but several authors reported a definite dip in sales. Some said that this was probably due to the profligacy of lenders like Scribd, Overdrive and the dozens of others, including local public libraries. Some reported a drop of as much as 66% on the previous year. Paperbacks, this has been a surprising, but very welcome sector for those who have made the effort to provide paperback copies for their readers. One author reported a 300% increase in paperback sales over 2021, which is quite a leap considering the extra cost. Perhaps, people are coming around to, or just remembering, the fact that paperbacks make better ornaments than e-books. Hardbacks. Hardbacks are in the same class as paperbacks, but are hideously expensive, and no one reported a significant swing in that direction. Audiobooks. The audiobook sector has been the winner of the year by far. Many authors have brushed them aside as a fad, but how wrong they were. At least in as much as sales are still booming. Never say never, though, eh? Perhaps, they will go the way of ebooks one day, but somehow, I don't think so. An audiobook is like listening to a play on the radio, isn't it? So, you can listen while doing the ironing, driving the car or even falling asleep. Several authors reported that audiobook, will we ever call them e-books, sales outstripped their sales of all other formats combined by 10 to 1. Beat that. Translations. Some people are getting into having their books translated, but sales are sluggish. The problem seems to be that foreign translators are not used to having to promote their work. They are used to getting paid for the job and moving on to the next one. However, what would the average writer do with a book in, say, French? Does he or she have any French friends, or even speak French well enough to write promotional material? Mostly not. Therefore, the translator is vital for successful sales revenue. Few of them seem to grasp this concept though, and seem to be waiting for the end of COVID so that everything can return to normal. It's a shame, and a missed opportunity. Having said that, at least one author is seeing a slow but steady gentle rise in foreign sales. Did COVID increase book sales? I think that most writers would say that it didn't much. People had a lot more free time, but then the children were home too. Perhaps, the TV and Netflix benefited the most, although it seems that some people were listening to audiobooks too. Best wishes. Chilita.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.